Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking about a gentleman who was elected state senator in our state. His wife held that seat also. We'll tell that story and how it's significant to Jessamine County and the history of the Kentucky State Senate right after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday morning as we continue to learn about people, places, and things of Jessamine County. Today, we're going to talk about a unique situation. There was a couple that lived here in town, Spencer and Hazel Cobb, and they have a unique story, and we're going to get into that in just a little bit. It's history not only that is prevalent to our county, but also to our whole Commonwealth. And we'll talk about that in a moment, but we're going to talk about their personal history first. Joyce Blackford, hi.
Hi.
This is their daughter, and she is with us today, and she's going to talk about her mom and dad and what they meant and the history that actually happened, not because they wanted it to, but it happened and nonetheless. Let's start with your ma, or your dad rather. We'll start with him. Spencer Cobb, his name. Tell us where he was from, who his parents were, maybe his siblings, and what he did for a living.
My dad was born here in Jessamine County, July the 7th, 1915. His mother was Virginia Burdine Cobb, and he always lived in Jessamine County.
Now, I'm assuming, much like the Hagers, the Cobbs are all somehow hooked together.
I'm distant related to a lot of them.
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah, we're kind of distant related, yeah.
Can I also assume that he probably came from the southwestern part of the southeastern part of the county?
Uh-huh, down off Chrisman Mill Road.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, called Hunter's Ferry.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
That's where we lived. And my dad did some farming for a while. And then he was always kind of messing around in politics a lot. He ran for county judge and sheriff at one time. And then he started working in Frankfort for the Department of Transportation.
Okay.
His boss was John Kennard. John lived here in Jessamine. So he worked down there for quite a while. And then after he left the state, he got a job in Richmond working for Hughes' Transportation.
Okay.
It's kind of a trucking outfit. The main quarters was in South Carolina.
Now, did he have high school education?
Yes.
Okay, where did he attend?
He attended Nixville High School.
Okay, did he go after that, though, to college?
No.
Okay,
no.
So let's stop there just a moment and talk about your mom. Now, her name was Hazel. What was her name?
Hazel Warner.
Warner. Was she from here, too?
No, my mom was from Madison County, a place called Pusey Ridge.
Heard of it? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and when she was starting high school, the family moved over to Jessamine County.
Okay.
And that's how she met my dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And they married. Dad was 19 and mom was 15 when they married. Yeah.
So she was still in school.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming, I don't know, back then, did you have to have your parents' permission and all that kind of thing?
I guess. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I used to tease her all the time about marrying so young because they wouldn't let me date until I was 16.
that's probably a lie.
Yeah.
So they get married. He's out of school. She's still in. Were you the only child?
No, I have a sister that's 2 years younger than me.
Okay.
Her name's Joanne.
All right. And tell us, before we go a little bit further on your mom and dad, talk about yourself and who you married and your kids, and talk about your sister, too.
Okay. I was born 4 years after dad and them married. And I went to Jessamine County, to Nixville High School, and that's where I met my husband, Johnny and I.
Right.
I married John Blackford.
Yeah.
And we've been married 53 years.
53.
Yeah, when Johnny passed away.
And your children?
I have two girls, Lisa and Susan.
Right. Mm-hmm. What are they doing now?
Okay, they're both retired.
Oh,
they
really?
Both, yeah, they both quit work.
Yeah?
So they're retired, so that makes it good for me because
sure.
they take good care of me, yeah.
Grandkids?
Yeah, got two grandkids.
Yeah.
A boy, Christopher, and a granddaughter, Katie.
Not spoiled a bit.
And they live in Knoxville.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Knoxville, Tennessee,
yeah.
Now, your sister?
My sister is Joanne Giles. She married George Giles. He's from Carrollton, Kentucky. She mm-hmm. met him at Eastern mm-hmm. University, and they live in Lexington. And they married a week after Johnny and I married.
Oh, yeah.
So they've been married a long time.
Long time.
So they stay in Florida a lot, down in Okeechobee.
Yeah.
George likes to fish.
Yeah.
And she has two sons. Joanne has two sons and two granddaughters.
Your mom and dad, meeting so young, what did he first do when they married?
He was kind of like a farmer.
Okay.
He did kind of like farm work.
And did that for a while. You guys came along, and then he got involved in other things.
Yeah.
Now, I was alluding a while ago to a unique story, and it's one that is so very interesting. It's sad, but it's so very interesting in that you talked about your dad. He ran for sheriff. He ran for county judge. Well, then he ran for state senator.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what year would that have been? Do you know?
About 61.
So in 1961, he ran for state senator mm-hmm. and got elected.
Yeah, he got elected. He ran in all four counties back then, Madison, Jessamine, Woodford, and Mercer.
A lot of territory to cover.
And he won in all four counties.
So this fella, and let's see, in 61, he would have been 46 years old, something like that?
Well, he died at about 45,
okay.
44, 45. Yeah.
So he gets elected and goes to Frankfort. Now, is that where he was sworn in?
No.
Where did that happen?
He had his heart attack on Christmas Eve
uh-huh.
and went to the hospital Christmas Eve. That was 61.
Okay.
And he was in there until the first day of January.
In the hospital?
Uh-huh. So Governor Combs, Burt Combs was governor at that time. So Governor Combs came to the hospital January the 1st, 1962.
Mm-hmm.
It was around lunchtime. When he came, mm-hmm. I remember that. And he swore my dad in, and he left the hospital a little later, and it was about 2 or 2.5 hours later that my dad passed away.
After just being sworn in by the governor.
After just being sworn in by the governor, yeah.
Did you all, and you know, he was in the hospital and he had the heart attack, but did you all have any idea that he was that bad? I mean, I guess you thought he was getting better.
Well, he got better for a few days. And this was at Central Baptist Hospital. And they were so nice to us. They let us have a room across the hall from my dad. And we stayed there all the time and just went back and forth.
Yeah.
And we thought he was getting better. But then after a couple of days, he kind of turned for the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of touch and go there.
Now, was it the... I'm trying to figure out, did you all contact the governor to come in, or was that just something that they could, do you remember? How did that all occur?
I'm sure that someone contacted him.
Yeah.
I don't remember doing it. My mom could have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he came down, swore him in, and 2.5, 3 hours later, your dad died?
Yeah, my dad passed away. Mm-hmm.
So,
he had a double blood clot. That hit his heart.
Wow.
Back then, if they had just been able to done open heart surgery,
mm-hmm.
my dad could have probably lived.
Could have lived.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because that happened, because he died after being sworn in,
mm-hmm.
he was the rightly elected senator. He was sworn by law, as the Constitution says, and he was the senator, legally the senator for our counties, and dies without even getting out of the hospital bed. What happened then? Because at that point in time, history in our state was made.
Right.
So talk about that.
Right, yeah. Well, a special election was called
mm-hmm.
for my mom, and she won.
But now she was appointed, correct?
No, she was the first elected woman senator.
Okay, but when he died, was she appointed soon after that?
Yeah, they had the election real soon.
Oh, real soon?
Right after he died, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, see, that's a whole lot different, I guess, than it is now.
So, she was, instead of being appointed,
she was the first elected
woman senator.
So in the state of, and that's the history, folks, in our Commonwealth, the very first female elected senator was Miss Hazel Cobb.
Yes.
And the reason was because her husband had died after being sworn
and
in.
And she filled his vacancy.
For the whole 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was down there from 62 to 66. And she did a terrific job.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm so proud of her.
And to do it under those circumstances.
Yes.
I mean, you lose your husband, who we figured up is 45 or 46.
See,
young.
She just went right into it.
Yeah.
Really didn't even have time to do a lot of grieving, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because the business of the state is at hand. And you are.
Right.
And I guess your mom probably could have said, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just can't. But she knew that she needed, I'm assuming, to do what he would have wanted.
Oh, yeah. He was so happy. He was looking forward so much to going down there. It was really hard.
That is an amazing story, and I have shared that with some people. That in fact, a fellow that works here, I was telling him, and he was just absolutely amazed. Uh-huh. He said, It's something how we have these kind of things happen, the people to our county that people don't know about.
Right,
a lot of people, especially the newer generation, don't realize.
I have all of the newspaper clippings.
Yeah.
I saved everything for my girls because I wanted them to have it, you know.
Now, how old were you when your dad died?
I was 21.
We have some questions that we normally ask on these programs. It's kind of become customary. If you had to describe your dad in a word, what would you do? What word would you use?
He was a wonderful dad.
Yeah.
He was a wonderful dad. Always there for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, being gone since, what did you say, it was 61, 62?
62.
What would he think if you could bring him back to Nicholasville for an hour?
Yeah.
What would he say?
Yeah. The sad part, he never got to see his grandchildren.
Yeah.
You know, I had two girls and Joanne has two boys. And he loved kids.
Sure.
He would have been so crazy about them.
But the changes, not only in his family, but in the world, but especially in our county, the changes, I don't know that a person could easily run in those four counties now without being wore out completely.
Because
that's a lot of territory. But he would be amazed. Yeah. How do you describe your mom?
Yeah. Oh, she was a wonderful mom.
Yeah.
Just wonderful.
Sounds to me like strong would be a good word.
Right. She was a strong lady. She sure was. Strong lady.
Did she run after that 4 years again?
No. No. She left Frankfort in 66, and she went to work for Kentucky Utilities in Lexington.
Is there any reason she didn't run? She just thought, well, that was enough?
Yeah, I think so. I think she just wanted to you know, to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and as you said, she really had not had proper grieving time, if you will. I mean, she went right straight to Frankfort and got in that mess.
Right.
And was involved in that. And that's not an easy job, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. She did a beautiful job. I'm really proud of her.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is an interesting story, the fact that we have that history, that she was the first elected female senator. And of course, there have been many, many more.
Uh-huh.
But it's a shame that it had to happen that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish my dad could have served.
Sure. Well, of course.
Because he wanted to so bad.
Nice people. But nice people and an interesting story. And I'm glad that you were able to share it with us. On our You Grew Up in Jessamine County Facebook page, we've posted their pictures and that little story, just a snippet. And amazing how many people are like, well, I didn't know that happened. You know, people that we go back that have been here for
older,
a while, they would remember.
Oh, yeah.
But some of the younger people that think about it. And of course, nowadays, I was talking to somebody the other day, Joyce, about this. I don't know that it's this way that much anymore, but it used to be that if you had somebody that was in office, and something, they died, that the spouse, out of courtesy, was the one that was kind of asked to be or assumed.
Or they appointed someone.
The one that comes to mind, Mildred Williams, for instance,
when
her husband, Roger, the county clerk, died, and she was put in. And that just kind of is the way it was. I don't know if it's that way now with most places, but that's the way it used to be. But in her situation, just the fact that she, in that lowest period of her life, would accept that responsibility shows just how amazing a woman she was.
She was. She was a strong lady.
Yeah. Interesting story. I appreciate you sharing it with us today.
Well, I appreciate you honoring my mom and dad.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My thanks to Joyce for coming in this morning and talking about her parents and their unique story here in our county. And I appreciate you coming in also. We'll do it again next Saturday morning at 11, All Things Jessamine. Don't forget, I'm on every weekday morning with my regular show from 6 until 8 a.m. weekdays, right here on Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville, and they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here, still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.